But what is Hitler's promise worth? Just 6 months later, he invades the rest of Czechoslovakia and enters Prague, accompanied by Marshal Hermann Göring. Göring, a former First World War fighter pilot, one of the founders of the Nazi Party, is now the Air Minister and an ogre trying to charm the Czech children. Hitler no longer needs the excuse of reuniting German-speaking people. The powerful Czech industry will be working for him. Why shouldn't he take advantage of it? The Allies let him get away with it. The USSR is the last major neighboring power left to counter Hitler. It has signed a mutual assistance treaty with France. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics is the official name of Communist Russia and its satellite republics. Manipulation of the masses in Red Square masks the iron-fisted dictatorship of Stalin, who has also thrown millions of poor wretches into his labor camps, the Gulag. Industrialization and forced militarization have made the USSR a major power. Despite their fear of communism, the Western powers rely on the USSR. Hitler is going to beat them to the punch. In the summer of 1939, in his Berchtesgaden chalet, with his Minister of Foreign Affairs, Joachim von Ribbentrop, he prepares a blocking maneuver. Hitler, who swore to destroy communism, sends von Ribbentrop, the Nazi, to Moscow to sign a history-making treaty with his worst enemy. When Stalin's Foreign Affairs Minister Molotov signs the Germano-Soviet Pact, communists are totally taken aback, like these French party members.